Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Gossip and entertainment.
Trash.
With all the Hollywood rumors, whispers, gossip, and tea you can handle.
The sleeve.
It's the Dirty on the 30 with Christine and Salt on 96.5 TIC.
Let's hear what's going on.
Isn't this interesting? Gigi Hadid is among the potential Weinstein jurors. And Salt, you said something that made a lot of sense, that she would definitely be a part of a jury of his peers because she's part of the Hollywood elite.
Think about that. Yeah, when you want to be tried by a jury of your peers, people that are, you know, it's all of us, but she shouldn't be exempt just because she may have met Salma Hayek or she knows Harvey Weinstein.
She said that she could be
fair and impartial.
Better than me.
And she made the first round and will return on Thursday for the jury selection.
Yeah, this is going to be interesting if you see, you know, somebody famous. The only problem is the anonymity is not really there, you know,
right,
for being on the jury.
So that's tough. Like you said, more power to her to be able to.
Well, at least she's showing up for her civic duty.
Yes.
That to me says, okay, kudos to you, because most of us try and get out of jury duty when
I have small kids. They're teenagers, but they're just helpless.
No, but they're small in stature.
I have jury duty next week.
Oh, boy.
Fotis doulos?
Well, you want to talk about non-impartial? I will be off that very quickly.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. No, thank you.
Felicity Huffman's daughter is now going to be part of the Twilight Zone remake that Jordan Peele is doing.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so I feel like this is kind of like congratulating Felicity Huffman for
doing your time. Way to go, buddy.
And now we're going to reward your daughter because we in the Hollywood community respect
yes.
for going to
you
jail.
You did the crime, you did your time, now you get the reward.
Meanwhile, Lori Loughlin and her family are basically Hollywood pariahs. No one wants anything to do with them except for John Stamos, who is still her friend.
I actually understand that when Lori Loughlin walks into a Hallmark store, she has to pay full price for her car.
Oh, no, that's the ultimate.
All right, and this story comes from Sia. So Sia, you remember her with chandeliers.
Yes.
And, you know,
she's very talented.
She's a very talented woman. She wears the black and white wig over her face. She was talking recently in an article with GQ about her relationship with DJ Diplo.
Uh-huh.
And they've had a good working relationship. They've collaborated on a side project. It's called LSD. And she reveals that she would love their relationship to become more of a physical relationship.
But...
And she even texted him this year saying as such. She goes, this is a quote from her. Much of our relationship is just being spent trying not to have sex with each other so we won't ruin our business relationship because he's super hot.
Wow.
But she sent him out a text and she said, hey, if you want no strings attached, hit me up.
Can you actually have a no strings attached relationship with someone? I mean, people have tried this and everyone's failed.
Yeah, that's how I got my wife.
96.5 TIC.